Yes, you are listening to the Ready, Set, Retire radio podcast with Steve Anzoni. My name is Jessica Forkell. Get more details on the website at fairwayfinancial.net.
Our show is different because we do. We talk about personal things. You talk about, you know, your wife, your kids, your grandkids, those kind of deal. And, you know, you really make it personal on the show. You're a very open book of what you believe and how you should put a financial plan together and even personal strategies that you use yourself. And I think that's important because you're really kind of opening the book to say, look, I'm not like every other guy out there. I'm not like every other, you know, financial professional. When you sit down with me, I care about you. I care about your well-being moving into the future, your financial future. And I want to know the things like, where do you want to take the grandkids? You know, do you want to start a college fund for them? You know, let's look at your assets and see what we can do about that, because it really is being a part of the Fairway family when you sit down with you, Steve.
It is. I know it sounds a little corny, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
We really are that. And I've got three great employees who I work with, who are my support team, my customer service team, and they're unbelievable. They make the calls on behalf of our customers who don't want to be sitting there on the phone. Who does for half an hour, 45 minutes? We do all those things we say and more. And I think it does make a big difference. I mean, people see that. They come in, they hear the show, they read the book, and they're like, wow, Steve, you are who you say you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, I mean, that's who I am.
Yeah, you get what you get. I mean, you hear on the show, you're going to see it in person. Yeah.
I'm a blue collar kid who happens to be in a white collar job. And I keep saying that all the time, but I am. You know, I was born in Everett and my father was a cop, and that's how I was raised, and it was always around family and trying to do the right thing for people and help them. It's not an easy, it's a complicated world. I mean, I had someone come in and new to the whole process. He just had a 401k, which is, by the way, what most people have, Jess. Like, that's all they have to plan for retirement because that's what we're taught. But what we're not taught is, how do we disperse that money? How do we make sure it lasts as long as we do? How do we make sure it doesn't run out of money? I mean, that's what they're not an expert in. I mean, saving money is a discipline, and a lot of people are doing a great job doing it, but it doesn't mean that you're there and you're going to, you know, make it all the way. And it's funny, when you try to get educated online, it can be a daunting task, and you can just plug in retirement planning, and a half an hour later, you haven't found what you're looking for. You're going down these rabbit holes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really frustrating. We had an unbelievable seminar I talked about on the last show. But there was like close to 40 people at this workshop, which is a little bit larger than usual. And I attribute that to what's going on today, right? The election, the economy, the concerns. And it was great. It was really awesome to get up there and talk to these folks and have them be so engaged and ask great questions, and then have people already come in from that,
mm-hmm.
you know, and say, wow, this is different. You know, it's like, you know, I go to my other guy, I have no idea what he's saying. I'm just nodding, you
mm-hmm.
know. And they're like, with you, Steve, I feel like I got an education. Like, I learned about what I own and where it is and, you know, what other alternatives are out there. And that's what I'm trying to do, is just teach people, just to help people say, look, there's more than one way you can go about this, and some of these are tax-free. And who doesn't like tax-free, Jess?
When it comes to talking about your money, your finances, you know, your personal goals in retirement, it's an emotional roller coaster, let's be honest here.
Oh, yeah.
And Bill Ackman, he is a hedge fund manager on Wall Street. He's done pretty well. He's worth a little over $4 billion.
Hmm.
He recently,
more than me.
Yeah, a couple dollars. Recently on TikTok, he revealed one of his secrets about investing. He says, keep your emotions in check.
People tend to get excited about investments when stocks are going up, and they get depressed when they're going down. I think that's just inherently human. You have to reverse that. You have to get excited when things get cheaper, and you got to get concerned when things get more expensive.
All right. Well, easier said than done sometimes. You know, is it difficult for your clients to keep a cool head through all the ups and downs, that roller coaster of a market, or most of them, you know, basically just not interested in the roller coaster?
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, listen to what he said. I mean, that's brilliant. I mean, that's the old adage. You buy low and you sell high. And we all do the opposite. When things are going really well, we're all excited. And we're all like, look at me. You know, I did awesome. I picked up. So my guy did awesome. And like he said, when things are low, he said we talked about it, like no emotion there. Mm-hmm. He's like, we should get excited when things are cheap. I mean, most people are like, oh my God, the world's ending. And he's just so cool, calm, and collect, which is why he's worth, you know, a gazillion dollars, right? But we all need to be like that. And it's funny, I mentioned that at my workshop. I said, look, we have to take the emotion out of retirement planning. And it's really tough to do when it's your money, mm-hmm. right? It's your pot of money. You can't help it. You hear what he said? He said, you know, people, it's just instinctive. And that's why it's good to get somebody who's not emotionally attached to your money, right? To bounce things off of. Someone who knows what they're doing. All right, let's be specific. I mean, not some new kid out of college, right, or something like that. But someone
that's been around the block like you for 3 decades.
Someone who's been around the block. I mean, you know, I got over 35 years of doing this. I've seen depressions, recessions, booms, busts. I've seen it all. So I'm not saying that I know it all, because trust me, I don't. It's an ever-changing landscape. But I know to remain calm. I know where to put money. I set up these buckets of wealth purposely to help people understand that your money needs to be assigned a job. It literally, your money is your employee. Okay, you need to make it work in the right way for you from a tax standpoint, from an income standpoint, from a risk standpoint. All these things need to be laid out, and it doesn't have to be complicated. I have one sheet, Jess. You've seen it.
Yeah.
It's buckets of wealth, and it's color-coded for a reason. Income bucket is green because that's the green money. That's the retirement money. That money has to be there, and it has to be safe. You can't be guessing on that bucket. And then you need an inflation bucket, okay, which we obviously have all seen now. And that one is can be, I call it my risk versus reward bucket, my ups and downs. And that's fine because that's not my income bucket, right? So we can be, emotionally unattached to that. And then there's the emergency bucket, we all know. And of course, your favorite, Jess.
The fun bucket. That's my favorite.
It is. You know, it becomes my client's favorite too. They stare at the right side like, Steve, what's that fun bucket all about?
I'm like, let's get to that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's start with the left side and work our way over there, because you got to do the whole job, the right job. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to get there, but eventually the bottom line is income first. You need the cash flow. And everyone, you know, Social Security is a staple in this country, and it will be forever. Okay. It's not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. It might get capped. It might get taxed more, but it's going to be here. And who doesn't want a pension? Everybody would love to have a pension, but unfortunately these days, most companies don't offer them. But as people in my workshop found out, there's a way you can literally have an income for life similar to a company pension on your own using your money that you've saved. And people, like, they look at me. I had someone come in, and I'm showing them this, and they're like, well, how does that work? Really? He's like, my guy never told me that. He's like, my 401k guy never said that. And I'm like, yeah, that's the problem. You're not getting all the facts. Mm-hmm. You're getting bits and pieces. And that's a problem with a lot of folks trying to retire. They're not getting everything they need to make the right decision. So what we do here, Jess, is we help people by explaining what's out there and how things work from an income standpoint, from a tax standpoint, all that stuff, because that's ultimately the goal, is you want to know where everything is, how it works, and will it be there. That's it. That's the bottom line.
Get more details on the website, fairwayfinancial.net. That's fairwayfinancial.net.
Stephen Anzoni is a licensed insurance provider by the Division of Insurance and is not registered as an investment advisor in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Fairway Financial Insurance Agency, Inc. does not give investment, tax, or legal advice. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities, offered through Fairway Financial Insurance Agency, Inc. Annuity guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Massachusetts Insurance License 172-2314.